Well, we thank each and every one of you for joining the call this morning. And now we will go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we all shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the opportunity to come together to learn more about you, God, and to hear your word. We ask your blessings over the speaker this morning, that you will anoint the word and it will be received in our, we can hear it with our ears and receive it in our heart, Lord. For you said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against you. God, we thank you for Artist International, the company that brought us all together so that we can come together each and every morning to celebrate you, Lord. We ask your continual anointings over this call. We expect nothing but clear, to be able to hear this call clearly with no interference. We thank you for each and every one of you. We thank you for the how you've downloaded into Pastor Vanessa and Pastor PK to start this call, and it has been a blessing to the masses. So we ask that your continued blessings upon each and every one of them. God, we thank you for this call. We expect to hear from you. We thank you. We cover this call in your blood and in your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. This has been Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis, Indiana. It has been such a great pleasure and an honor to be able to greet each and every one of you this morning. I ask each and every one of you to go out and have a blessed day. But right now I'm going to turn this call over to our illustrious host. Are you there?
Good morning, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my beautiful angel. Take it away.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, Silver Fox Jackie Henderson. We so appreciate and love you, and thank you for having that joy of the Lord in your spirit this morning. I tell you, we are awake on this Tuesday morning rejoicing with you, and thank you for reminding us that great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and he is greater in us. Good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call, my TMC family. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Jackie, say welcome to the Master's Call. Now, if this is your first time joining us here, let me give you a little bit about what we're all about. We start here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific time. We call it our telecommunication sanctuary. We're so thankful to God that God had started this call back. Believe it or not, we're getting ready to celebrate 7 years, 7 wonderful years, and we're so thankful that God had called 2 anointed and appointed women of God to say yes, and they are none other than our co-founders, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle, and then we have our wonderful Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we lovingly call Miss Super Fantastic. We thank God that they said yes, and the call has been going forth every Monday through Friday. So with that, we have a scripture that we stand on every day. It is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So, of course, we start off this call with prayer. We end it with prayer. And we definitely keep you in our prayers each and every day. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, needless to say, invite your family, invite your friends, invite your coworkers, your neighbors, and let them know this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. Now, we also have a website. Yes, we have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. There you'll see all the bios of our speakers, the archives of all the messages from back to, in 2010 up to today. And then you'll notice that we have a theme that we're standing on this year, and it is by in 2017, this year, by faith. God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we invite you to do that. You can be a greeter, such as what Minister Jackie did so wonderfully, or you can host, which is what I'm doing right now. And then you may even have a word that you want to share with us. So send the information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, I also want to remind you that Fridays, we also take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports verbally, and you can stay on Fridays, and we will pray with you, rejoice with you, or you can even send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, many of us are part of a wonderful, wonderful health and wellness company that's spread across the country as well across the nations, and it is Artists International. It's Artists Life now, and we are so thankful to God because we are really helping people with their health, and we have the best products on this side of heaven where we have testimonies where people had cancer, people had lupus, people had diabetes and on medications for days, and they are off. And they are living a healthier life. We're so thankful to God that he brought this wonderful company to us. And if you want to get more information, get with the person that invited you to this call. Or better still, you can get on the new morning motivational call, which is held right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. We also have a Metro PC number, well, bridge number, if you with Metro PC or a company that's now allowing you to get on these calls free. That number is 857-957-1147. Again, 857-957-1147. And you should be able to get on. Now, one thing about this company is that we were planning on going to the conference in September, but it has been postponed, canceled, simply because they are a company that think about others. And we are in light of helping the victims of the Harvey hurricane in the Texas area. So get with a person if you want to also be a part of helping and assisting with that. So this is what this company is, take the initiative to cancel that particular conference so we as a whole can help the victims of the Harvey hurricane. I tell you, a phenomenal, phenomenal company. I'm so proud to be a part of them. Well, I'm going to get on out of the way. I'll get with you on some announcements later, but let me get ready to tell you about this woman of God who's going to present the word of God this morning. She is a woman who stands on Matthew 11:12 that says, "The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violence take it by force." She was born in Las Vegas, Nevada on August 1st, 1972 to a single teenage mother. She seemed to be destined for another statistic, but what the devil meant for harm, God says, I got a better situation. I have a young lady here that's willing to serve me, that's willing to look to me as the author and the finisher of her faith, and that is what she did. At the age of 13, she realized that she had a special gift from the Lord. She realized that God had his hand on her. She realized that she had to have a relationship with her God. So at the age of 17, she became an ordained minister. She, along with her husband, overseer Eugene Lewis, is now pastors of Line of the Judah Ministries. I tell you, they have been blessed for many, many years serving as a man and a woman and a man of God, and they are anointed and appointed for pastoring this wonderful church. She is a graduate with a bachelor's degree. She has her master's degree, and she is going on forth to get her doctorate degree, and she is a successful radio minister who traveled around the world. She's known to help young people all over the nation. She is a woman of God, a mother, a sister, a daughter, a teacher. She's a student. She's a counselor. She's a friend of mine and a friend of the Master's Call. We introduce to some, present to others, none other than our very own Pastor Dr. Lavona Lewis of Las Vegas, Nevada. Are you there, Pastor Lavona Lewis?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Bless you all. God bless you for that beautiful introduction. Yes, I am your friend and a friend of the Master's Call. And thank God for us being friends and more than friends, even family. We thank God for all of you who have got on the call this morning, who said, look, I need to start my morning off with some word. I need the Lord today before I even get anything started. Thank God that I am able to get on this call with you all. And so and just to encourage your heart this morning, I pray that this the Word of God continuously does that for you. I hate what is going on, and I was really looking forward to seeing you all out here in my hometown of Las Vegas, Nevada. I was born and raised there, as you said. But we understand that things sometimes happen out of our control, and we thank God that even though it's out of our realm of control, it's never out of God's realm of control. And so we thank God that He has everything established, and He is helping our sisters and brothers, and with our continued prayers and our continued service, you know, our continued help with our finances, God is going to restore the city of Houston and those surrounding areas that have been affected by the hurricane, going to restore them back to even better. We believe that. We speak it, and we do things to line up with that vision and with that speech. So we declare it, and we will help. And so today, I come to you, talking to you today about spirit-filled warfare. And so what we are going through at this time, whether you know it or not, let me inform you, because sometimes it seems like things are going so well until you don't realize that you're in warfare. What happens is, I remember watching the TV, and the news anchor was standing there, the journalist was standing in the middle of Houston at the beginning, stages of the hurricane. And I remember the news anchor back in the office, in the safe, warm offices, sitting at the desk. I was looking at the journalists out there, and everything looked like it was so peaceful and calm. It was just drizzles of rain, and it was different than what they had seen before. It was different than what they had noticed. They had been used to seeing the winds and the rains and the tumultuous wind just tearing, knocking trees down and lifting roofs off. And all of a sudden there was this difference in the environment, in the atmosphere where this young journalist was standing. And so they asked the journalist, you know, what is going on at the time? Well, he was more of a meteorologist. And he says, what's going on at this time is that it's likely that we're standing right now in the eye of the storm. And so in the middle of the storm, in the eye of the storm, there is peace. And you don't feel the effects. The hurricane is still here. Don't get tripped up and think the hurricane is gone. It's still here. It's just right now it's circulating around us, and we're pretty much standing in the eye of the hurricane. And what I wanted to come and tell you was there's some people that are going through a Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Katrina, and now they're telling us to be watchful of the Hurricane Irma that's on its way. And some of you have suffered these type, Category 4 and 5 type hurricanes in your life, and it seems as though some of you are in a peaceful place, and you're just really in the eye of the hurricane. I want to encourage you that even though the winds are going to come and the winds have been tearing roofs off in your life and there's so much damage to your home, meaning your body, your vessel, there's so much damage to your life, and people don't really necessarily know, because at the beginning, we didn't realize how damaging this hurricane was going to be. They speculated. A lot of people didn't know, except for the meteorologists had an idea. And so there's times you're going to suffer and go through, and people won't quite understand the damage, the water that you're taking in, the wind damage. There even begin to be some explosions, so the fire damage. But I want to encourage you that even though you're going through, know that God has it all in control. Know that He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and there is no storm that can be stronger than He is. And I want to encourage you to look at Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and you say, well, how do I get ready for this storm? How do I prepare for this storm? You got to get your storm shelter together. And what do you mean by storm shelter, Co-Pastor Lavana? I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you. Ephesians 6, we'll start, you can start at the 10th verse. And the 12th, it said, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor, so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. 12 said, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. I want you to recognize, first of all, you're going to fight in this fight and be able to have be a proper warrior in this spiritual warfare. You got to recognize that the winds and the rains, that stuff that's coming your way, is not necessarily from people. Now, I know you say, well, wait a minute, no, you don't know my situation. My sister did me wrong. The lady at the church did me wrong. My boss is doing wrong. That's not what I mean. Recognize where it's coming from. Even though the enemy may be using a person, it's not that person. It's almost like chess. They're pawns in this thing, but the real enemy is something that's of an unseen world that you can't put your hand. And so what the enemy would want you to do is he would want you to think that it's that person that you should hate. It's that person over there that you should hate. No, no, no. You got to go past that person. You got to love the, can I say it like I want to? Love the hell out of them. Because what's happening is they're being used by an unseen force, some knowingly, but others unknowingly, don't even realize why they don't like you. Some folks don't like you and don't even know why they don't like you, because they're being used by unseen forces and authorities of a dark world against an enemy that's greater than even them, that they don't even realize is using them. And so what you got to understand is, let's go down to 13, and you can read this on your time, because I'm going to make it brief. But it basically is, Paul is telling them, saying, look, you got to put on the whole armor. You've got to dress yourself for this battle. You've got to get yourself ready all the way from the top of your head with the helmet of salvation down, all the way down to your feet, that you have to be ready for the preparation of the gospel. You have got to get yourself totally dressed with the armor of God. Why? Because every piece of this armor, and I'm going to come back and preach this again later, a little more in depth about the armor, but every piece of that armor is so integral and crucial to your protection, to your defense, and then you have one weapon that is for your offense, and that's your sword, that's your word of God, your sword of the Spirit. So you need to get yourself ready to prepare for this thing. So as you get yourself prepared for this fight, you get yourself dressed, you get yourself ready, you get yourself girded up with truth, you get yourself prepared to take up and to resist. That's your biggest thing. You're resisting. So what happens is when the enemy comes and attacks you, and the Bible even tells us that when he comes in like a flood, the Lord lifts up a standard against him. And so he would, the just that just goes to show us, he's going to come in like a flood. He's going to try to overwhelm. He's going to try to bombard. He's going to try to make you want to quit. Almost like when I was a little kid, I used to play cousin, this game with my cousins called Uncle. He's going to try to play Uncle. Remember that if you, any of you played that game, an Uncle, the winner was the one who was able to hold out the last, the longest. The loser was the one who cried Uncle first. And so the enemy knows that that our God has already beaten him. But he don't, he's hoping that you don't know. And he's hoping that you let him put you in so much pain and so much turmoil in your mind and in your spirit and in your body until you cry out Uncle. But instead of crying out Uncle, he don't understand that we got a greater name that we can call out. And when the enemy comes in and he comes against our home, comes against our mind, comes against our body, oh, we don't cry Uncle. Oh, no, dear devil. We don't cry Uncle. No, we cry Jesus. When we're going through, all we have to do is cry Jesus. Holler Jesus. And once the enemy loosens his grip and lets you go, because he can't stand that name. That name is why it is by how he was brought to his knees, how he was defeated. Because with our Savior, they used to say when I was a little girl, your bread and my water. When he came and he did what he did for us, down on the cross, there is no more game of Uncle here. No. Because you hoping that I'm ignorant enough to not know that I have armor, that I'm a good soldier. Paul went on to tell him, said, look, he went on to tell him in 1 Corinthians 9:27, he says, look, but if I keep my body and I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, what I have preached to others, I should therefore be a castaway. He said, look, I train myself every day. And you know, you see these boxers. We just had a big boxing match out here in Las Vegas. And you'll see these boxers, and they'll go through this vigorous training, and they'll run down the streets, and they'll box in the ring and with another sparring partner, and they'll beat the heavy bag and the little bag and all. What is all that for? That's so that when they know they got an upcoming fight, when they get in that ring, they are prepared. And so Paul said, look, I beat myself about. I train. I get myself ready. How do I do that? I read my word. I fast, I pray, I stay in God's faith, I get time with the Lord, I hear what he has for me, his plans that he has for me, the ones that are good and not evil, I hear that, and I get myself ready, so I listen to him so much so till I'm ready for when the enemy comes to bring me some mess. I don't have to listen to that. Why? Because I know what God has promised me. Are you preparing yourself for this fight, or are you just sitting around get knocked upside the head by the enemy and feel like there's nothing you can do? No. That's stuff you can do. Because, again, I've already told you that all of the weaponry was to guard your body. But there is one particular part that Paul describes in Ephesians 6:13-18 that he says, look, there's this one thing, though. There's a weapon of offense. So you ought not just be taking blows to your body, but you ought to be sending some blows with your word, with your sword. Bless the name of the Lord. We thank and praise God. And so last thing I want to say to you, though, is if you go through and read about the armor, you'll never see the armor covering the back. There's never a piece of armor that covers your back. Why? Because soldiers don't retreat. We don't turn around and run off. So we don't need nothing to cover our back because we always pressing forward and moving ahead. I want to encourage your heart that even though you're in this fight and in this battle, I told you I'd have read the end of the book. I skipped ahead. I cheated a little bit. And I see the end. And you win. My Bishop Paul Morton says, I see you in future and you look better. I want to encourage your heart to know all day today, walk around preparing yourself, getting yourself ready. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought a good fight and finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Be blessed and know you win this spiritual warfare. Be blessed. God bless
you. Wow, wow, wow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. In the eye of the storm. Thank you so much, Dr. Pastor Lavona Lewis, for that wonderful word, rich word this morning. I will call you back to close us out with a benediction, and first we're going to go before the Lord in prayer and have a few more announcements. Oh, most gracious Holy Father, We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your anointed woman of God who came forth this morning with that word, Lord, to remind us who we are in Christ Jesus. That in the midst of the storm, Lord God, you rise. You rise in us, O God, that we may stand as your servants, as your people, Lord God, on your word, knowing, Father, that we can count it all joy when we fall in diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of our faith works patience, and the patience presents its perfect work. We thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God who reminded us, O God, that in the end we win. We have the victory in Christ Jesus, because it's the name of Jesus that keeps us. It's the name of Jesus that restores us. It's the name of Jesus that brings all victory into our lives. We thank you, O God, that you bless this woman, that you keep her and you protect her from all harm and danger. We thank you for blessing her husband and all those concerned, her children, her grandchildren, everybody, Lord God, in her midst and in their family, their church family, Lord God. We thank you for your anointing to continue to minister through them, Lord God, like never before. We thank you, Father God, for our Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. We glorify you, Father, for strengthening and keeping in them, Lord God, in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. We thank you, Father, even for our mother Josie, Lord God, that you continue to bless her in a mighty way. Thank you for even Mr. Patton, Lord God, who's a man of God, who's standing on your word, Lord God, being the man that you call forth into Dr. PK's life. We thank you for the people of God that are on this call. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, Lord God, like never before. We glorify you, Father, that we will walk out this day standing on your word, on your rich word that was given to us this morning, O God, that we will realize that we are the sons and the daughters of God who stands on your word, believes on your word, and will honor your word in a mighty way. We ask you, Father, that you continue to bless Artist Life, Artist International in its entirety. We glorify you, Father, for doing the work in the midst of the victims of Hurricane Harvey. Restore, 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 Lord, Lord, like never before. And we come against the forces of Irma right now with the blood of Jesus. We say, peace be still to that storm in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, oh my goodness, you got to share this word with somebody today. You have to pass it on. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-pound. And we will go forth into our next call. It is the morning, the new morning motivational call, and where is Motivational Tuesday. So get on that call, share with somebody, 772-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-pound. Well, I tell you, it's been an honor and a pleasure serving as your host, and thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with a powerful prayer. And thank you again, woman of God, for giving us this powerful message this day for us to richly sup on all day long. Would you please come back and give us our benediction? Pastor Lavona?
We thank you for this word, God. We thank you, God, that you have assured us, Lord, that we are victors in this fight, God, that we have the victory, God, and that there is a spoil for us, God. There is a bounty for us, God, as we win this. We thank you, God, that even though we may even be in the eye of the storm, oh God, even though we are in the thick of it, whatever stage of the storm that we're in, Father, we thank you, God, for even giving us the power to speak to the storm and tell the storm to be still, to cease. Father, as we go about our day, God, give us a clear mind, the clear understanding, give us clarity of what you're doing in our life and what it is that you would have us to do. Father, bless this call that it continues to encourage your people, encourages your people to move and have action and take action, that they'll wield their sword as a warrior that is well trained. Father, we thank you for everything you've done, the things that you're doing, and what you have yet to do. And in Jesus' name, we pray and receive all things as done. It is so. Amen.